I love the randomness of it all. Speaking of randomness, on the other side, there is no time, so we don't know that we're 12 minutes late. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mir Psychic Medium Show. I'm Julie Mir, and I'll be your hostess for the next hour of enlightenment, communication, and just plain fun as I take live calls and chat with my very special guest. Hello, Pierre. I know you're out there. Before we get started, I'd like to say a happy hello to George Carlin, who is now residing in the ether. Maybe he was behind the time delay. Anytime you want to break through, my friend, you have two, count them two, on-air channelers to pick up from here tonight. Just don't do the seven words you can't say on the radio routine. That's all we ask. I would like to also say hello to all the hearts which are brought together listening to this show. Thank you so much for the emails and confirmations. It makes my heart happy to know that this hour each Wednesday has touched so many lives with hearts in common. If your buddy moves away, you can always meet here, same time, same place. I'm a professional psychic medium who resides in Anchorage, Alaska. I hold a PhD in religion and a DD in divinity. I'm an ordained minister, a reader, a wife, a mother, a sister, a friend, and your personal hostess for the next hour. Life is good, and I'm so happy to share the vibe with everyone listening. The universe has really been touching my life lately, and I wanted to share the gratitude I feel in my heart. I also want to share the great people I have met on my path. This is where my special guest roster comes from. People I know who have made a difference. People who are good at what they do, and come from a place of honest intention. If you've missed a show, please subscribe to the archives, and you can hear all of the past shows. You can listen to your favorite shows over and over and over again. What could be more fun than that? The purpose of mediumship readings is to let you know that your loved ones on the other side are fine. Or as they say in Canada, we're all tickety-boo. That means all is well. Mediumship reads are to bring comfort and to aid with the closure of those who are left on this side. Mediumship is not a replacement for grief counseling and should never be used as such. If you find that you're stuck in the grieving process, please check out a licensed professional grief counselor in your area. Psychic mediums are not grief counselors. We are coming to you live tonight from the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom, located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor. Stars is your place for crystals, beautiful cathedrals, fossils, books, music, in short, all things metaphysical that you might need. If you like What the Bleep Do We Know, then this is the store for you. Stop in and shop, and tell them that you heard about them here. Suzanne will appreciate it more than you know. As always, you're welcome to call in for short mini-reads on the show tonight. Check your current screen for the toll-free from anywhere call-in numbers. If you can't get through on Station 1, go to Station 2. These on-air mini-readings will only scratch the surface of the message which is waiting for you. If you like my delivery and style, or that of my special guest, and would like to schedule a private reading with either of us, just click on the show title and follow it to my information page. I can read over the phone or in person, and you can always find me at Stars of Alaska every Thursday and Sunday. Except this week, I'll be away from my office until Monday, July 7th. If you call or email, please be patient while I enjoy a wee bit of our beautiful Alaskan summer with my dear spouse. He's made arrangements to fly us to a remote island on a small float plane. If you sense a scream, we're making a water landing. I think George Carlin had a routine about that, too. Please keep in mind that I am not a reader who tells fortunes or predicts futures. All readings come from where your energy rests at the moment. I cannot give medical diagnosis or financial advice. If I knew these things, I would be a size 4 living in a mansion in the Bahamas. Readers cannot solve your problems, but they can help you see them from a different perspective. We are only the translators for your message, not the originator of the message. And please remember that we often speak in symbolism. I'm able to pick up on the energy you will allow me to pick up on. In short, I'm a radio who is receiving an incoming signal and giving you the message. I'm also able to pick up on messages from across the veil. I'm not in charge of who calls in from across the veil, but I am in charge of getting the message through to you. Keeping that in mind, I would like to say a short prayer, and we can get on with the show. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time, and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround us with the bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in life. We now open the gates to guides, guardians, and angels, who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed to the other side, you're welcome to come through at this time. We now firmly close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You are not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here or hereafter. We call on the archangels. Please surround us individually and collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we will now begin the show. I'm pleased to announce my special guest and longtime friend, Sandy Buchanan, also known as the Radiant Red One of Radiant Journeys. Hello, Sandy.
Hello, Julie, also known to me as Angel Abby.
How are you doing on this lovely evening?
I am doing awesome. It's about 88 degrees here in Vancouver, Washington, in a beautiful, beautiful clear sky.
Oh, that sounds lovely. We've had a great day here today. I think I have a bit of a sunburn going on.
Oh, I am one of the blessed ones that people do not like. With my olive-colored skin, I do not burn.
We're not going to discuss that.
I didn't think so, neener, neener.
Sandy, from the looks of your newsletter, you're really a busy lady lately.
I have been a really blessed and most grateful busy lady, yes, traveling throughout the Great Northwest, doing a variety of readings and parties and all kinds of wonderful things.
Well, I see you have some upcoming events. I'm looking at the Wild Women of Vancouver and beyond.
That has been a wonderful spirit-guided group. I was told to step up and take a group of women that I knew and have worked with and say, hey, let's get together. Let's join in circle and community. Let's bring some wine, and I will cook food. I love to create healthy food. Bring all your issues and things in with you, and let us support you and help you, and let the angels and guides guide you all. And I tell you, this has been a dynamic group, pulling in people from Portland, Vancouver, and all over, and I'm so blessed to be watching them start to soar and come into their life purpose.
Would you be opposed to having a far north division of this sisterhood?
I would absolutely love it. I'd probably even come help it get started.
We'll get on it.
All righty then. We'll do the date books later.
So for $5 and a bottle of wine or one's favorite beverage, admission to the door will be granted.
Right, and I fix such things as sometimes mango, sticky rice, and one week I did 40-some shish kebabs with marinated shrimps and different things, and everybody got to cook their own. And we did a pay-it-forward night where you meditate and you find something in your home that the spirit will guide you to, and it goes, I need someone else to have me now, and that person will be there tonight.
What an awesome idea.
It is incredible to experience and watch the joy in people's lives as they go, oh, my gosh, I've been wanting that for years. Oh,
I've always wanted a toaster.
Yeah. Well, most people are a little more creative than that.
I don't know. I've always wanted a toaster.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind for your first Pay It Forward night.
What kind of topics do you discuss?
Oh, hey, you know, the issues that seem to be happening in women's lives right now are, and I'm talking all women from the age of 9, our youngest in the group, no, we don't let her drink wine, to our oldest, who's 78, coming into their goddess energy, and so many have been confused as to what that means in their relationships and their lives and their opening spirituality. So you know, it's so nice to know that you have a group of other people who have been through this and can assist. And I do readings for people. Others come in and do energy work, and a lot goes on.
Boy, that would have been neat to have when I was growing up.
No kidding. No kidding. And our youngest, Jess, she is a beautiful indigo girl who's way beyond, I'm sure you and I were aware of at the age of 9,
mm-hmm.
and see great things for her. So, yes, I work a lot with kids. It's
excellent.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, you've come a long way from your original aura imaging days.
Yes. You know, I laugh because, you know how spirit guides you in to do your work. I'm a former optician, and mm-hmm. I used to be a closet medium and reader, you know, raised in a very organized religion and kind of, no, you can't talk to angels,
mm-hmm.
kind of a thing. And when my dad passed away 6 years ago, I went on a healing mission to Port Townsend, Washington, and came across this computerized system in a corner that said aura imaging and dollar amount, and went, that's bull crud. I'm not going to spend this kind of money and do
mm-hmm.
that. Well, I was drawn to it, and the woman took my picture and handed me 23 pages of data.
Oh.
But you know what? I read it.
Very good. I got to ask you, when you were in Port Townsend, did you see the town motto?
No.
I love it. We're all here because we're not all there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
I love Port Townsend.
Well, yeah, and you probably know I was at Phoenix Rising, yeah.
Yes.
Of course you know that. Yeah, yeah. So that's what guided me into it. And, mm-hmm. it was that we all have our aha moments. And I came home and on a wing and a prayer, spent
mm-hmm.
$12,000, went to California and got an aura imaging system not knowing
mm-hmm.
what I was going to be doing.
Uh-huh.
And you're right. In the last 6 years, this has been so divine and guided. And my readings, which early on I realized, the biofeedback enhanced system, which
mm-hmm.
shows you your aura and your chakras
mm-hmm.
on a computer screen as you have a hand on a biofeedback sensor,
mm-hmm.
I call them aura in motion, and you're seeing your energies, your yin and yang, lots of wonderful things, your emotions. But I was like going, how do I know these different things? And so
mm-hmm.
as I'm calling things to people's attentions, an example is, do you have trouble speaking your truth and how you really feel? And someone go, how did you know? Is this a lie detector test? And so it just became clear that
mm-hmm.
teaching people their awareness of our systems was very vital.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of work just to, paying it forward myself to kids' mm-hmm. groups.
Oh, very good. Hey, what is the difference between what you use now and the traditional aura imaging where they just take the picture?
Well, they don't use biofeedback, of
mm-hmm.
course, in the pictures, and there's various ways. You know, there's Carillion, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be totally honest, I don't understand how all of those work.
Now, I had a Carillion photograph of my hand done one time at one of the expos you and I were at, and they didn't get anything. Yeah.
Well, they did me. It was pretty interesting,
yeah.
And actually we did a trade, and
uh-huh.
They came on my system and went, oh, my goodness, this
uh-huh.
does not show up in Carillion.
Ruh-roh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, I know you, last time I was down in Vancouver, you and I were in a little bookstore, and that was a lot of fun.
That was great fun.
Yeah, yeah. And you, I was wearing high heels, which I don't do much anymore, for obvious reasons. And you picked up a really, a lot of pain in my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I was thinking about it. The other day while I was getting ready for our show, and there was really somebody that was on my back that was really bugging me
mm-hmm.
at the time. And you had told me that. I'm like, oh, no, life is good. Everything's great.
We're in a moderate denial that day, yes.
We were in a moderate denial that day, but we looked good. We had high heels on.
Yes. Yeah, that's awesome.
So it was kind of neat, you know, to be able to go back and go, aha, that's what that was.
Right, right.
You know, it was my emotion. Is that where the biofeedback ties into that?
Yes, it does. And the biofeedback, it is really giving you a picture of you.
Mm-hmm.
You and my business, as you know, is Radiant Journeys, healing yourself from within.
Mm-hmm.
Once we really see how we respond to things, then we understand, wow, I've had 32 colds in the last 4 years. Why? You know? Yeah, yep. You know that one. And where it all comes from. And once we learn about ourselves, and I still love the way each client that comes to me for the first time, they say, oh, my God, it's a lie detector test.
I
go, yeah, but it's you putting it on, not me.
It's your hand there, ma'am.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just been so awesome.
Yeah. Now, I have to ask, because I know somebody out there is thinking it, and I'm thinking for the world right now.
Please.
Oh, God, help us. does it hurt to have one's aura imaged?
Oh, heavens no. And I get the question all the time, I don't know if I can go on there, my aura is going to be black. No,
yeah, yeah.
We all have energy, and trust me, out of the thousands I've done, nobody's been black.
Okay, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you've done aura imaging, have you seen other beings or other energy in someone's aura?
I always do. In the particular program that I use, which was designed by a German man, a PhD named Johannes Fisslinger, it is not written into the program. However, I have been blessed to have spent time with him and taught him about his own software.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was quite amazed that I could see all these things, and I was going, what?
Yeah.
And I feel it. I have always been an empath. So to me, when I'm looking at the screen and I'm seeing how someone's the state of their chakras, the balances and the imbalances, I can feel exactly what that is. And oftentimes I will start channeling and ask if I have their permission to deliver a message from someone who's already crossed, because it's important to reconnect that vital strand that's been missing.
It's important to ask permission, too.
I think it is. I truly do.
Yeah, we went to see John Edwards last Friday night. It was wonderful, by the way.
Cool. I'm green with envy.
Thank you. It looks nice on you.
Well, it is my auric field color.
It goes nice with your red hair.
Okay.
He said in the beginning he would do attack readings.
Ah.
And I've seen a lot of readers do this to people, and it just makes my blood boil, because they didn't ask, and they weren't given permission.
Right.
And that just so many times it's like, oh, stop, please.
Yeah, I had a woman that was in my wild woman group, and I had to take her aside because I was watching, and then I allowed the people that were feeling it to come to me and voice it to verify that I wasn't overstepping boundaries. And I had to mention it and ask her if that was her way of doing things, that it was not a positive thing for the growth of the group.
Yeah. So if we have any budding mediums out there and you're really good, and I'm sure that you are, please don't practice attack readings.
No.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yes.
Yeah, if spirit wants to get a message through you to someone, spirit will provide the segue.
Yes, always.
We don't need to attack people.
No.
Okay, so you're green. What color am I?
You are yellow.
And why am I yellow?
Well, because you are the inquisitive in the mind one, even though you are an intuitive. You're not like the green in me who runs and jumps into things before she thinks about it. You think and then you jump.
I do?
That's why we get along really well. Yeah, you actually do.
I don't think about it very long.
No, but you do look at things.
But the thought does cross my mind.
Right, yeah, and you're at times philosophical, mm-hmm. and you've got some creative energy, and they're flowing on the outer parameters, too, kind of pretty orangey-yellow.
That's my kitchen.
Oh, hey, well, there you go. You're creative in the kitchen. I like it.
When I first picked out the colors, I had a few people go, oh, it looks like the macaroni and cheese sauce. So then I went over it with another color. It looks kind of leathery, but it's orange and yellow, and I really like it. I think it's very nice.
Very nice.
So do you hook people up to anything, like with electrodes, or do they just put their hand on something?
There is a biofeedback sensor, which is a funky little box with little round silver things on it. And all you do is you put your left hand over the sensors, and I always say guiji your thumb around the side to those two sensors.
Define guiji.
Sitting there. Guiji, yeah, you know, you've heard me. I make up my own words as I see fit. It just happens that way. Or maybe spirit gives them to me. I'm not attached to all that. But
Andy's dictionary.
The only time it might hurt, and that would be when somebody absolutely is mesmerized and will not pull their hand off after 45 minutes, but that's their choice.
Then you go into overtime, right?
Yeah, and it's funny, and I get a lot of guys that go on there because, you know, they will look at it because it's a computerized system.
Uh-huh.
Once they get on there and they see what's going on and they're really, really in touch with learning about themselves, I cannot get them to take their hands off.
Hmm.
They will experiment with thoughts, emotions, they'll tap into childhood things and
mm-hmm.
spousal things, and it's really a blessing for me to watch. I have learned as much from my clients
mm-hmm.
as they have learned from me.
Yep. To be
no
the
doubt.
Best teacher, you must be the student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about parties that you do. You do parties, right?
I call them rock your world parties.
Okay.
Well, you know, I feel that when we're learning about ourselves and spirituality and life purpose and those things, it should be fun. It should
mm-hmm.
not be hard. We humans make it hard.
We do.
And painful, and it's not. And so I customize a party, and I offer, of course, the aura imaging with, you get a private session with me for 15 minutes and a
mm-hmm.
aura picture and printout and that. But I also do a part of it, which way does the pendulum swing? I teach you about your energy and how to use pendulums. I bring oracle cards because, as you mentioned in your opening, I am not a fortune teller. I do not do the tarot
mm-hmm.
and tell you about all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so while people are waiting for their time with me and playing on the aura system, they're playing and learning about each other and themselves
mm-hmm.
by the tools and the fun things that I bring.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Are you usually booked way in advance? Or?
Yes, I'm booked right now through August.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Very good.
And I do go all around the Northwest. I have a huge following at parties in
mm-hmm.
Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, and Seattle area, Portland, and I'm branching more south now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just so thrilled. It's been great.
Very good. Now, I was looking on your website, and it was talking about the systems of the body, the two major systems of the body with the chakras. Do you really go in depth about that? Or?
You know, I don't go into the endocrine and the nervous systems, and, you know, I kind of was chatting with you a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do notice, you know, you were asking if I saw more issues in the endocrine system, which
mm-hmm.
consists of thyroid, our sexual organs. You know, absolutely. And
mm-hmm.
thyroid, as I was saying earlier, speaking our truth, we have so many people in the United States on thyroid medications.
Having them removed.
And having them removed, and cancers, and doctors, you know, medications, yada, yada. Well,
mm-hmm.
my own husband, Archie, who, of course, you've met,
mm-hmm.
is a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
And my darling was a long time in listening to me, teaching people. So he finally started going, I wonder if there's something to this about speaking your truth.
Mm-hmm.
He's now been off thyroid medication for 3 years.
Oh, very
he
good.
Gets it.
Let's, for those people that are listening that don't understand speaking your truth, what are they talking about? What does that mean?
That means, you know, okay, I always use this example because it's a really good one. Your best friend walks in and they just got a haircut and they say, don't you just love this? And you think it looks horrendous. So instead of saying, you know, I hope you like it, but it's not my favorite,
mm-hmm.
it's your hair. We say, oh, it's great,
mm-hmm.
and we're choking down our truth of who we are and what we believe.
Right.
And I call that the broken tape syndrome because
mm-hmm.
we think we have to.
Mm-hmm.
So I see an awful lot of that and a lot of things within spirituality because so many people were raised with organized religion and other people's beliefs.
Or just being nice.
And
that doesn't give us license to be rude, though, right?
It does not. Speaking our truth has, you know, I'm a very outspoken person, but it's always done with love and there's never anything malicious. And the words do not come out to bite or hurt.
Right. So there's a huge difference in that.
Correct,
yeah,
yes.
I could say it's not my favorite haircut, but I still love you.
Exactly. Absolutely. And as long as you like it. No, don't do that. Not a good idea. Unless it is someone you know who will just laugh at you and throw the hat back.
That's generally what happens, yes.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever notice similar issues in geographic areas? Like, are there more, you know, does Eugene have a nervous system issue, or does Portland have endocrine issues?
Portland has endocrine issues, and the Seattle area has digestion,
really?
Which is the nervous system and self-esteem. It's amazing to me, because I'm from that area, and to find out that so many people have... you know, around that solar plexus chakra, which should be bright yellow and open, that we're digesting not only our food that we need to survive, but the words and the concepts that other people put into us.
Mm-hmm.
And around a lot of the people in that area, I see a red ring, which is self-angst. It is anger at self for our perception of the words that have come in. And it's amazing to me, a lot of obesity, a lot of ulcers and constipation and all those kinds of things surprised me.
Is that what powers the grunge movement?
Yeah.
Yeah? The angst. Yeah.
The angst, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh. How about Nashville? Do you know what they have?
Where?
What color is country music? Yeah.
Country music, whoa.
Don't answer that.
I'm not going to.
So the systems obviously are correlated with the chakras.
Absolutely.
Right. Do you think people should pay more attention to their chakras?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Make friends with their chakras? Get to know what they are, maybe?
I think get to know, and I do, one of the workshops I have been doing and being asked to continue to do is called A Journey Through the Chakras. And once people understand, you know, I think, okay, so they're spinning vortexes of energy that protect the organs, big deal. However, I go, but you were never taught, they're not woo-woo, they are spinning vortexes, but if that balance is out protecting the organ, there's an emotional component in there.
Bingo.
Yeah, and I love working with children, and I wish I would have known all of this when I was very young, because they'll look at me, and I'll do these classes, and we do a healing mandala, by the way, when we're done on the aura system, because they'll go, oh, okay, I'll hear like, oh, my heart, yeah, it is dark blue instead of green. This came from a seven-year-old, by the way, because I'm very sad, and so we'll tap into... Oh, my, why are you sad? My stepdaddy's been yelling at me. And that, you know, so we'll get into those things, and then they'll make their healing mandala for that particular energy, and they'll come back, because we always do a follow-up, you know, anywhere from a week to a couple months down the road, and they'll go, look it, I understand that now. And so now I don't let that hurt me.
Right. Very good. So it's very empowering.
It is empowering, and... you know, I say I wish I'd known that when I was young. I'm a cancer survivor. I don't think you know that. We haven't chatted in a quite real recent feature to recently.
Recently.
Yeah, there we go. That's kind of that. At great length. And I had cancer down in the feminine organs. And so my chakra there was out of balance, and I'd spent a lot of years with issues, not understanding that I'd lost that inner child. Everybody says, oh, it's about sex. No, not always. It was that inner child, my creativity. I put so much on myself.
Right.
However, I did not go the allopathic route. I chose not to do chemo or any of those things. I chose to find out, well, what are the issues? I understand that I created it. Now let's get there. It took me almost 18 months, but I have the blood of a 20-year-old now.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, my passion has gotten even stronger for people to become aware of how they respond to things and how they create disease and how we don't need to keep repeating those cycles.
Right. Are you a fan of Louise Hay by chance?
Absolutely. When I used some of her affirmations going through the cancer time. Absolutely.
Because she had a similar experience when she started on her path and wrote that wonderful book, You Can Heal Your Life. I love that book.
Yes, and I love it when spirit throws us, okay, you're going to walk your talk now.
There you go. You've got the haircut.
Yes, exactly.
It's funny that you mentioned that you have cancer. And a lot of people where I grew up in northern Montana, and I've lost quite a few of my classmates, people that I went to school with, breast cancer, sick.
Mm-hmm.
Saturation almost in that area. And we did not have easy childhoods. You know, mm-hmm. it was a hard life, and everybody worked. And if you didn't work, you were ostracized and chastised. And there was a lot of self-doubt and hurt like that. And, you know, trying to share with people, it's like, please go into your emotions.
You know, absolutely.
Ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your uterus why it's so mad at you, you know, or why it's so angry.
And, you know, breast cancer in women and mm-hmm. heart attacks in men are now, the scientific world's finally getting the fact that the heart chakra being all about unconditional love, we can love everybody, but by goodness, do we love ourselves? No.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes me go, what's going on, the scientific mind in me? What's going on in Montana that people don't love themselves? My goodness.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's amazing. I'm being a middle-aged person now. I'll be officially middle-aged here in a couple more weeks.
Congratulations. I am a crone, and I'm loving it.
I'll be there.
55 and more than alive.
But, you know, just being able to go in and look back over our lives and the gifts that we've been given that were thrown at us in really terribly wrapped packages.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and usually sickness or sickness in our family, things like that. I know my dad had emphysema really bad.
Oh.
Carried a lot of anger.
Mm-hmm. Right, so, exactly.
I'm going to hold my breath. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, do people, where would people find you if they wanted to have a consultation with you?
Call me the gypsy lady. I'm
Which
on the
beach
road
are you at? Yeah.
where is she at today, traveling the universe? Well, you can go to www.radiantjourneys.net.
Mm-hmm.
You can email me at sandy@radiantjourneys.net.
Mm-hmm.
And I do come out with a monthly newsletter that always gives where I'm at, what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. And when I'm in Vancouver and actually, you know, lighting here in my home space, I have a wonderful healing room here mm-hmm. in East Vancouver, and people flock here.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very flexible. It's wonderful being able to work out of my home. So, you know, a lot of the time it can be Monday through Friday or the weekend, evenings, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very spirit guided and very wonderful.
Very good. And is it helpful to have more than one consultation with you?
It is. You know, like I was saying a little bit earlier, you come in, you find out all about yourself, and then what we do is we design a plan. It's not always with me.
Mm-hmm.
Where they need to go, what actually they're drawn to help them on their journey, and then to come back anywhere from a month to 6 months just to kind of check in.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? Have I made progress? Can I hold a good balance of energy in my chakras?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. So that's really, really helpful.
Yeah. Now, I was just thinking, too, they can also find you in New Connection magazine in Portland. Is that right?
Hey, you know what? That's good. Yes, they can.
Yeah. I'm in there, too.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes, and they can go to a newconnectionjournal.com and find us both online.
Simultaneously at the same time.
Simultaneously, yes.
Tell me about your water project that you've got going on.
Another wonderful spirit-guided thing. I thought, okay, you got me traveling all over doing all these things. What's up? Well, another thing that I do, just to kind of back up a slight bit, my biofeedback junkiness here, I have what's called a Q2 water energy spa.
Right.
And it uses a biofeedback sensor to make certain that the water that you're sitting there and relaxing your feet in for 35 minutes
mm-hmm.
Matches the frequency of your body so your body can hydrate.
Now, let me ask you, too. I know there's different foot spas out there.
There are.
And what is the difference between yours and the one that pulls all the gunk out of your feet?
The Q2 hydrates the body and lets the cells make the decision of what it needs to release physically and emotionally while the person's in it, because our body has an innate ability. And I chose that one because I believe in healing from within. That's huge for me. So along that line, I kept wondering, you know, I've had clients coming to me with that for 4 years, and they're continually trying to keep hydrated, and it's great. I kept going, why are they not staying hydrated?
Mm-hmm.
So I was guided to a place, and I was tasting the water and went, oh, what is this? Oh, my goodness, it's so smooth. It feels so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, oh, it's pH balance. Acidity in our bodies causes illness.
Mm-hmm.
And even all the bottled water that we buy, it's not pH balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's really not even great as I'm learning more and more. It's like, ooh.
Well, we have some up here that was actually tap water from Juneau.
Mm-hmm.
Behind a brewery, yeah.
Yeah, well, hey.
It's Alaskan water, technically.
All right, well.
Mm-hmm. Oy vey.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Vancouver actually has great water, but you go across the bridge into Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And our blood needs 7.3 pH. I know you don't all need a pH lesson, you guys, but Vancouver has almost a 7, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a scale, it's good. Portland, we're down to a 5, which is acidic, which actually, if you drink a lot of that water and bathe in it, it's going to help manifest any issues.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So I came across the system,
mm-hmm.
and I purchased the system, and I have people beating down my door. What I'm
mm-hmm.
doing is just giving them a gallon or two to try.
Mm-hmm.
And they're feeling the difference. I had one woman call me and say, I've had canker sores in my mouth for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I drank the water that you gave me. And she said, I haven't had one in 3 days.
Wow.
They went away right away. And then she was telling me about some, she'd gotten a scratch from her friend's cat that dug in and was bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And normally it takes her a while, as we all know, to heal. She
mm-hmm.
said the next morning she woke up. There was nothing, not a scar, nothing there.
Mm.
And she said, it's because I was hydrated,
mm-hmm.
really
mm-hmm.
hydrated. So I'm going around doing free water clinics and helping people to experience this and share the water.
Very good. One more thing that I really want to ask you about, because we have the same vision and we didn't know it.
That is so true.
And that is so cool. And it kind of takes me back to sitting around a kitchen table with some ladies out here that were going to get in on it and then decided not to, talking about these healing centers and these facilities that were going to be all over the world.
Yes.
And I know that I've had, I've been sharing it since I've been up here, and I feel like that's why I was brought up here.
Yeah, and you know, we had to talk about this a long time ago because we thought there was going to be one in Idaho, which, by the way, my dear, there will be.
Okay.
but yeah, my vision is like many, many others, and Spirit gave it to me clearly, the concept of green, sustainable.
Yep.
Almost like a big compound. We're going to have internship programs. So that young people or whoever that needs some help can come in and
mm-hmm.
learn from the practitioners. And we're going to have mentoring programs.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a cooperative so that, say, someone in Malaysia wants to come to the United States, but they're not quite sure where to go or what to do
mm-hmm.
to share what they have, they can become a member of the co-op
mm-hmm.
and go, oh, hey, I want to go to that one up in Anchorage. And
The other interesting thing, too, and I just want to interject this, because of what's happening with the price of fuel and the price of food that's going insane
mm-hmm.
up here, and I think we as a state only produce 2% of our food is a greenhouse.
Right. Yeah, that's part when I'm saying self-sustaining. And
and
also I came across someone who's going to be a huge part of this, synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
And he has gone around, he's a chef, and he has taught children how to cook and eat healthy food.
Oh, very good. I think we actually have a caller. I'm going to
take
that if we do. Is there someone there?
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. This is the first time I've listened to your show, and I really think it's wonderful.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, at the beginning we said that we could call, and I've been trying to call. Excuse me. And I just thought if you could just kind of give me a quick little thought for what may be coming up for me.
I'm getting butterflies around you, and the smell of cotton candy. Is this a time of celebration for you, or like a, I want to say a fair or a circus? Is there something really exciting coming up for you?
Mm, there's a family reunion coming up.
Okay, is it your father's family?
It's my mom's family.
Okay, butterfly to me means dad. Is there?
Okay,
is your dad excited about this?
Oh, maybe.
Okay. What I'm getting is this very animated little butterfly. And like I said, butterfly is a symbolism to me of dad, and I'm smelling cotton candy and like a carnival and a fair. And I'm really excited about it.
Well, good.
So, yeah, really focus on that. That's a neat thing to look forward to.
Yeah.
Is that around the end of July?
Pardon me?
Is that around the end of July?
Yes.
Yeah.
Middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And it's, again, with the butterfly, focus on dad, even if it's mom's family.
Okay.
Yeah, I think dad's going to have more fun than anybody else. And I'm also getting a pineapple, and it's making my mouth water. It's very ripe. Are you tropical? Are you from the tropics or your dad's family?
No, I'm from Michigan.
Okay. That's not very tropical.
No.
Okay. Well, uh-uh. I keep getting pineapple. Is somebody just coming back from a trip to the tropics?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll throw it out there and see if anybody's just coming back from Hawaii or Tahiti or somewhere like that.
Okay.
So,
I will.
Yeah, glad you got through.
And I was wondering, one other little thing was, I have a friend that I haven't talked to for a long time, mm-hmm. and I wondered if you thought I would hear from him.
I see you picking up the phone and making the call.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you.
Okay. You're
bye
welcome.
Now.
Okay. Bye bye. Well, that was neat.
Okay.
It was a yellow butterfly. Sandy, are you there?
I'm here.
Maybe they can get a huge echo. Yeah, maybe they can fix that. Are we still echoing? Good. Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Butterfly must have been fluttering on through.
Well, yeah, and the butterfly that I usually see is like this beautiful monarch butterfly that just kind of filters through my thought process, and this was like a cartoon with big yellow spots on it.
Uh-huh.
So, using your aura imaging, what would that butterfly mean to you?
That butterfly to me would be emerging, and the color that you use is mm-hmm. solar plexus and something emerging, just
very
something
good.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I was just feeling giddy like a kid about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like a fair. And I don't even like cotton candy, and that smelled really good.
Oh, dear, yes.
Anyway. So back to what we were talking about. Hang on, there's another
call.
Okay, hello?
Oh, hey, hello.
Hi.
Guess who?
I don't know.
Finally got through, dreams.
So many dreams!
Yeah.
Sandy, I sent you an aura picture this morning.
Yes.
This is that lady. Hi.
Hi.
The beautiful aura picture. I was like, what lovely colors.
Really, you know, and I'll tell you, it was a couple of years ago now, and I know that our auras change with our moods and what's happening in our life, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was a couple of years ago, but I told Julie the main question I had is, do you notice how it wasn't your egg-shaped aura, it was shooting out kind of rainbow style?
Mm-hmm.
And according to Doreen Virtue, and it could be not true, it was, supposedly a starseed aura or something like that. So, you know, I've just never seen one like that. So I just wondered what you had to say, if you've seen one or if it meant absolutely nothing.
I definitely saw starseed or a sea. I actually printed it out, and I have holding it in my hand right now. And up on would have been your right, but on the left side, as I'm looking at it, there is an orb, a small orb, starseed, that I saw. And I went, oh, who's that? Where are you from?
Oh, I just looked at it myself. I never noticed.
Didn't you? Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. And I saw at the time the oranges, kind of orangey reds, and I, you know, how true this is as it came through to me, but I saw that you were in a time of really holding a lot of things in yourself. Is that right?
Yeah.
Kind of like holding it in your body?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I liked the way that, you know, you were bringing in the blue healing energies and your white connection up into the stars, too, into the heavens. It was very, very, very neat.
Okay, and I'll just tell you quickly, and then I'll let you guys go. I see the time that I was, it's 2 years ago, and I was holding a lot in, but that has been healed, and it's all come out. So it's funny that you say that. I had no idea that stuff was in there. But the weekend before, I had just been to a healing seminar to learn the reconnective healing.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I think it was the week before. So anyway, when the guy took the picture, he was like, oh, my God. This is. And I said, you know what? My cousin came last week after the seminar, and here I am. And I said, I remember you said the same thing about hers. He was like, oh, my God. So I think it was after being in a whole weekend of healing.
Wow. Well, congratulations for coming so far. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And for getting through.
I know. I've been busy. It's nonstop busy. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you guys chat. I see the time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so many. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Do you pick up on any intuitive gifts that lady might have?
Oh, yes.
What might they be?
She has some intuitive gifts that can look way back into past lives.
She's a channeler that will knock your socks off.
Yeah, I'm seeing, and I feel. I don't know if she's a shaman, but I'm feeling that really deep-rooted connection in her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She sometimes things come from her, and it's just you look at them and you're just like, oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
That's wisdom. That's old stuff. That's yeah.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. This was cool.
Okay, so we have another caller. Let's go ahead and take it. Hello.
Hello, my name is Christina.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm
good. Did you have an aura question? Or?
Pardon me?
Did you have an aura question?
Yes.
For Sandy? Okay.
I was wondering if you could just tell me any information that comes up for you.
Oh, okay. So you have a psychic question?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I hear the word disposable, and I'm actually seeing like a kitchen sink, how it kind of disposes stuff and stuff goes down of it. Are you in a really hard place right now in life?
Kind of frustrated.
Sometimes, I know my garbage disposal at my house, it's old, and a lot of times, if I don't clean it out really well, I get a lot of smell kickback from it. Make sure that when you're going through your body and doing your cleansing work and your meditations and things like that, that you finish the process.
Okay.
So you kind of rinse the sink out. Is there a boyfriend issue also?
I'm single right now. I would like for there to be a boyfriend.
Okay. Is there one that you haven't been able to give up? You haven't quite disconnected from him yet?
Not consciously.
Okay. I kind of think this is the smell that I'm getting from the... And don't take this wrong, but I'm getting, like, from the garbage disposal, it's like some old stuff that needs to be washed down the drain.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm also hearing princess. Are you the baby of the family or the oldest?
No, I'm the oldest.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Was one of your nicknames princess?
Some people at work call me that.
Okay, all right. I definitely get that around you, and I really feel like you like that, and that kind of lifts your energy up. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, get yourself a license plate that says princess, and it's okay. When we make up our mind, and I'm sure Sandy can interject a little bit here, too, but when we make up our mind that it's time for us to have a relationship, boom, we do.
We do, and it comes when we don't have a clue. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you are a princess, if you carry that respectability for yourself, then look for a prince. Don't look for somebody that's going to bring you, you know, hard luck or hard times or just not really conducive to who you are.
Okay, I will do that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Good. Okay. Go get yourself a lovely rhinestone tiara, too.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's interesting, the stuff that comes up for me.
Are you there?
Yeah, are you still there?
Okay. I heard it click, and I'm like, oh, here?
Yeah. It's interesting, though, when I read, because I use all five of my senses to read for my intuition, and I've been smelling stuff lately.
Oh, interesting. I've been feeling more, and I will get, like, little flutterings, you know, around me, and pay attention. Okay,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, I know.
I've also sometimes been, have you channeled more than one at a time?
Have I?
Yeah.
I have four. The boys, I have four.
Okay.
Yeah. But I haven't been doing that for a while now. The channeling's kind of starting to taper off with me, and I'm getting more into the mediumship.
I'm doing both. So, fascinating.
Yeah. I think we have one more call. I just heard a beep.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question about my heart chakra.
Okay.
Okay.
I was wondering how I could open it up and expand it more.
There's different ways to do it depending upon what you resonate with, but what I find, and that was the most difficult thing for myself and others that I've worked with, is going when you're alone and looking directly into a mirror, into your eyes, until you see that spark of beauty of your soul in your eyes, and don't look away, and don't see your hair color, your face shape, all those things you don't want to see. But when you can truly see your essence, your heart chakra will open and well up, and oftentimes bring you to tears. And that really gets that higher heart chakra open. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I've been working on doing that, and I can feel it sometimes.
Good.
And it seems like if I do it too fast, there is a sensation, you know, like not a pain, but more, I don't know how to explain it, but.
That's okay, kind of a weird feeling.
It's just some kind of a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Well, pay attention to your body. That's important.
I am trying to.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Well, blessings to you. Thank you.
You too.
You too.
I think I've talked to her before. I recognize her voice. I like her energy.
Very nice energy. Very
bubbly,
very sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the grandma that would give you ice cream for breakfast and it's okay.
Like that one.
I got on there. Speaking of being there, I think we've come to the end of our hour. Sandy, I want to thank you for being on.
Well, I'm most honored that you invited me. It's been great, and I enjoy sharing your audience. Thank you.
Thank you, and I will hopefully see you in September.
Absolutely.
It depends on the price of gasoline. So,
yeah.
Or jet fuel.
yeah, and we'll plan your Wild Women debut this fall.
We should have to do that, yes. I won't be wearing high heels. And with that, you have a lovely evening, and good night, everyone.
Good night.